Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and it is a privilege to join your intentions with the intention of this Mass and with all of the prayers and intentions of those listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. To you I call, for you will surely heed me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words. Guard me as the apple of your eye, in the shadow of your wings, protect me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your nature. For just as you presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness, so now present them as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. But what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to sanctification, and it ends in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I consider all things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have been following St. Paul's letter to the Romans for a few days. It's a very bold letter. St. Paul wrote in the Holy Spirit as a spiritual father to the Romans. The Romans say, "How dare you, St. Paul? How dare you talk to us like that?" That's called defensiveness. When somebody is trying to speak to us in the truth with the Holy Spirit, perhaps as a spiritual father, and people say, "Well, how dare you talk to me like that?" That defensiveness is a result of original sin, especially when it is defensiveness in the face of the truth. But we have to ask ourselves questions if we were the Romans. Is it the truth that St. Paul is talking about? Did we hand ourselves over as slaves to impurity? Were we living lawlessly? Were we under a different kind of regime, the regime of the law, rather than freedom and righteousness? Were we seeking sanctification? We have to say, "St. Paul, is what you're saying to me the truth?" We also have to ask, "Am I blind to the fact that it might be true, I just don't know it?" Or is there some truth in what's being said? And should I still then listen? Does the person in this case, St. Paul, love me as he is saying it? Is it worth listening to even if I think it doesn't apply to me today? Those are some of the questions I would ask myself if I were a Roman and I wasn't happy with St. Paul's words. But then I would ask the Holy Spirit to help to open me up to the truth. What is it that I need to be saved? St. Paul's words could be seen as negative. He's talking about death and sin, and he's talking about all kinds of things that could happen to them if they don't submit to the righteousness of Jesus Christ and seek his sanctification. That could all be seen as negative. People don't like it these days when we mention the wages of sin is death. What you were doing was going to lead to hell or death. But we have a choice to see it as positive. It's a choice that we all have when we hear the good news. Is this, can I hear this as positive? St. Paul doesn't want me to die. That is really cool, St. Paul. Thank you for not wanting me to die, literally and spiritually, and saying these things to me. That's the opposite of the defensiveness that we have to the power of the gospel. We know that the scripture reveals God wills not the death of the sinner. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's a beautiful thing, and it is our choice to see all of Jesus' words and the words of the apostles and the scriptures as a positive, life-giving word. Jesus says that he didn't come to bring, peace, but fire and division. That could be seen as being very negative. I could get defensive about that. And yet we can choose to say, this must be good news. Jesus, bring that fire into my life. I'm open to that. Jesus, divide. Divide in my life all that is keeping me from you. And so as we celebrate the Mass, as we hear the good word, we repent from our own defensiveness from the truth of the Word of God. And we ask Jesus in the power of his grace that he gives us here at the Mass to deliver us from that effect of original sin, defensiveness to the gospel. Let us offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father and all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they will joyfully live their lives in service to the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and the diaconate, especially in our own respective dioceses, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for peace throughout the world, and for an end to violence, terrorism, and religious persecution, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all government leaders, that they will be granted wisdom and courage to defend the dignity of human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, that they thrive for the sake of a healthy society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Lois Dries, or Dries, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We offer these our prayers, merciful and loving Father. We ask that the fire of the Holy Spirit be poured into our hearts through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash me, Lord, from my iniquities. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands. For the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant us, Lord, we pray, a sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For in the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and
all right,
ever.
If you need
a... Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. receive the Blessed Sacrament today, Holy Communion. Now is a good time to join your desire with the Lord's desire to be with you in a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The Son of Man has come to give his life as a ransom for many. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that benefiting from participation in heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give in this present age and prepared for the gifts that are eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Dan is in Chicago. He was unemployed when he first gave. Can't wait to hear his story. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I was just going to say that when I started listening to Relevant Radio, I was pretty much a confused Protestant individual who believed in God, but I really didn't have a direction. I didn't have a church. I had been shunned by one. I was confused completely by the other. And as I was going to these Protestant churches, I went with my wife to a Catholic church. And it seemed to me I was getting more truth in the Catholic church, even though I didn't want to be part of it, than I did in the Protestant churches. And so I guess I wanted to do a little bit of research, and my in-laws had this Relevant Radio bumper sticker. So I started listening. I started to understand. And I came into the church, and eventually I began giving to Relevant Radio. At the time, I was still unemployed. I gave $15, $5 for each of my children, so that they might have the same opportunity and same resource for Catholic knowledge that I did. And then when I look at it and I see that, what was it, St. Philomena said to St. John Vianney, there is nothing more precious than the salvation of souls. So there's so many reasons to give. If I was to tell you one thing, or to each listener, humble yourself. Just humble yourself and do it. Because when you humble yourself, you take those steps towards God. So I appreciate your help and all the donors before me and after me, and what a wonderful apostle. Thank you so much.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at RelevantRadio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. The Patrick Madrid Show.
It deepens my faith. It gives me understanding. And I also appreciate the current events.
Good morning, Therese.
Don't ever stop talking about current events. I feel like between your show and Drew's show, I am so much better informed to make decisions about things and to pray on things.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 26, in verse 41. He says, to watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Now, obviously, they didn't have television or radio or newspapers in those days. But he still taught the people to watch the signs of the times, to be aware of what's going on. And he used examples. I don't think Jesus wants us to just ignore what's happening in the world and just talk about churchy things, because then we will be caught unaware. And he tells us to watch and pray.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.